Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. It's not just like a dream come true. It is a dream come true for me to be able to hang out with you. And especially because I get to introduce you to the really smart people who are the members of our Brain Trust, including our guest this half hour, who's an outstanding example of what I just said, Chuck Martin, who's been a member of our Brain Trust for many years now. He's the author of a bunch of books. I got a stack of them here, Smarts. Also, his new book, Work Your Strengths. And he's our good friend, Chuck Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you?
It's good to have you back.
Oh, always good to be here.
Oh, and Tough Management. That's one of my favorite books.
Yeah, boy, I think Tough Management should probably come back the way things are going in the market.
No kidding. Yeah, you were telling people about Tough Management before it was cool, weren't you?
Yes.
He's the chairman and CEO of NFI Research, which is a research firm Chuck is, and we're going to talk today. Chuck, you want to talk to us about social media, how to incorporate that into your marketing strategy. Is that right?
Well, one of the things I actually want to talk to you about is, especially because of the what's going on in the market today, is how to actually hire and promote the right people. What I'm seeing is, and I'm hearing this a lot lately from our research, that a lot of people, two things. One, people themselves are not happy in what they're doing at work.
Right.
Because they're not necessarily in the right job.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the way small business is today, you can't afford not to be efficient.
Right.
And if you have, as your previous guests were talking about, a wrong person in a wrong job, it really impacts everybody. And what we're suggesting is that there's actually a scientific way to essentially get the right brain in the right seat.
Right.
Which is part of what Work Your Strengths was about. But there's actually a way in small businesses to measure what is required for a specific job, and then before they put somebody in that job, whether it's hiring, promoting, transferring, whatever, they measure the person as well and see not from personality, but is that brain the right makeup for what I need in that particular job? And there's actually a way to do that.
You know, I wrote an article, my new column coming out this week in my syndication and in my newsletter and in the newspapers. This week is one of the things I pointed out in there is it's about taking a vacation. And the point is that sometimes not only do you need a vacation, sometimes your business needs a vacation from you. And one of the things I pointed out was you can't take a vacation unless you think you've got a trustworthy team that you can leave your business with. One of the things I said was in the hiring process, make sure that you think about, okay, this person I'm looking at across the I haven't hired yet, do I feel that I could leave my business with that person? What do you think about that, Chuck?
Oh, wow. And, you know, with small business, as you know, the person in charge is reluctant to leave.
Right.
Because they think that it's going to fall apart without them.
Right.
And that's a great point. What a great point that is. I hadn't thought of it that way, of leaving the business so that it runs without you.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of times we hire people and we think about them being good employees with us being there. But you know, take yourself out of the equation. If you got sick, if you fell off of a truck and were in a coma for 6 weeks, you know, would that person, you know, be able to be part of a team that would hold things together? And so these are the kinds of things that you need to be thinking about. And Chuck, I'm afraid too often small business owners think about, well, this is a warm body, I won't have to look anymore. If I hire this person, I'll make it work. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's a great short-term fix. And the problem is you create a long-term problem by doing that. You end up with a person because as you know, when someone's looking to hire in a small business, they're doing it usually not out of leisure. It's out of necessity. I need somebody right now to do whatever. And the hiring process takes a lot of time if you do it right. But the payoff is huge. But what a lot of people tend to do is rush through the hiring process because they need the person right now, and they end up with the wrong person, and they figure that they can kind of fix it later. We'll work on this. There's a weakness here, but we'll work on it later. Not realizing that that weakness or that issue that the person has is going to cause problems everywhere. And typically in a business, when someone is causing a problem as an employee ranks, everybody knows but the boss.
Right. Exactly. Hold on that thought, Chuck. We're going to come back and talk, get Chuck to help us some more. He's got some ideas on how you can do this in a more scientific, a more professional way, in a way that makes more sense, folks, after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Chuck Martin is our guest. Stay with us. We're back. 17 little foreigner bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question this week is on the economy. All you got to do is go there and give us your answer. And when you click submit, it will show you exactly how the poll is going so far, how the voters, including yourself, have gone so far. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and that'll come to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It gets better and better every week. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe easier than it takes to subscribe. And so check out all the things we have there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame if you'd like to follow me there. Chuck Martin is our guest. He is the author of a number of books. His new one, Work Your Strength, the Scientific Process to Identify Your Skills and Match Them to the Best Career for You. Chuck, you're talking about making sure that when we find someone to hire, we have a prospect, a breathing, you know, a fog-the-mirror prospect in front of us. We don't just lurch to them as an employee. We take a little time. And as my audience has heard me say many times before, Chuck, the two areas that we can learn a lot from our big business cousins is in the area of marketing and human resources. Small businesses are notoriously not good at marketing, and we're notoriously terrible at the hiring process. What do you think?
Well, yeah, the reason is in a small business, there are fewer people who do everything that has to be done. In a large company, there's someone who does in charge of marketing with the staff, and someone in charge of HR with the staff, in charge of sales with the staff.
Yep.
In small companies, and we advise our college students this too, you have to decide what do you want to do. If you can go work at a large company in, you know, a Procter & Gamble, whatever, and you will be in one area, and you will learn that one area, but you won't learn all the business. If you go work for a small business, you'll be everything.
You wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, everybody does everything, and everyone knows that in a small business. They're all we all do that
mm-hmm.
here, and even the owner will do something that
right.
that in a large company would never be considered that an executive would do. Well, what we suggest is that for small businesses, they can still use the scientific approach that a lot of other businesses end up with as a result. By using executive skills to actually measure. Now, executive skills, some of your listeners probably know from talks we've had. These are located in your brain, and they're hardwired from when you're born.
Right.
And people end up with these cognitive functions, these skills that are fully developed by adults. And they're things like organization, time management, planning, prioritization, emotional control, and so forth. And people have some of these that are strong, and some of them are weak. Well, jobs have these as well. And you can actually measure jobs before you put a person in the job, which then takes it makes it more scientific. So, for example, if you're a small business and you're going to hire someone who is, you know, just give me a job. Say they're in charge of running the production schedule,
right.
whatever someone was producing. Well, you know that person has to be good at sequencing events. Now, sequencing
right.
events. what's called planning prioritization. Mm-hmm. And again, this is neurological. Someone strong in planning prioritization can sequence things very naturally. So when really hectic, they know this goes next, and this goes next, and this goes next. So when you're interviewing someone to find out if they are strong in that sequence, you ask them things like, "Tell me about your last summer vacation." Mm-hmm. And they'll say, "Oh, I went to Universal theme park." Oh, well, how did you approach the park? Someone strong in it will say, "Well, we went on Hulk first because we know that's always going to be crowded, and then we went on such and such."
Right.
And someone who's really low in plane prioritization will say, "Wow, we just went to the park.
We just showed up."
Yeah. We tried to do things, and then you say, "Well, so did you make all the rides you wanted?" "Well, no, we actually didn't get on the Hulk. It was just the lines were too long."
Yeah. So if you hadn't asked them those questions, you would have. This might have been a person that you lost. They had energy. They acted like they were. They obviously were smart. And you thought, "Wow, this would be a great employee." But you were asking the wrong questions.
Right. Because these are brain-based functions, it doesn't have to be a specific work question. It can
right.
just be a question about how does this person sequence events. And if you really, really like this person, you can say, "Okay, I'm going to hire this person, but I know they're weak in planning prioritization, so I need to pair them with someone who's really good at sequencing events."
Right.
So another example. We also, by the way, the study that we did in Work Your Strengths, we did this for thousands of people worldwide and in hundreds of companies, and we measured what they are, and then these are high performers only, and then we looked at what jobs they're on. So you can actually go at planning prioritization, which we talked about, for example, and in planning prioritization, the number one thing in customer service is planning prioritization.
Hmm.
That's the most commonly found strength. So if you're looking for someone in customer service, you can say, "Okay, I should have someone." If someone's in planning prioritization, they have a high probability, actually 47% probability of being successful in that job.
But as we said earlier, though, Chuck, when you're hiring someone to be a small business owner, I mean, a business employee, obviously you've got one particular job in mind for them. They're going to be either a salesperson or an accountant or a receptionist or whatever it may be. But as you said, that we also have to have them do other things. And so when we come back to these after these messages, I want you to help us. I mean, that makes it more complicated. That's the reason why we don't do such a great job. That makes it more complicated than if you're hiring, as you said earlier, in a big company. Everything's pretty vertical. A lot of vertical stuff in big companies. Little companies, we're not vertical. We're broad. We'll get Chuck to help us with that after these messages. It's Tintail. I'm Jim Blassingame. Chuck Martin is our guest. His book is called Work Your Strengths. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Great music. Rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for being with me. Chuck Martin is our guest. Chuck, tell us how we can find you and your books and the ability to do a better job. You've got some resources for us there. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, anyone can reach me through my website. That's www.nfi, like Net Future Institute, research.com. I am Chuck at nfiresearch.com, and I answer 100% of my email.
Yep.
And my book is Work Your Strengths. It's available at any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Borders, independent bookstores, and Amazon, which I love because they're selling like crazy right
mm-hmm.
now. What we found in the study was we looked at different levels of businesses, and this is what small businesses should do. Instead of making a hire for someone they need to do something today, they should really look at what I want this person to do over a period of time
right.
in my organization. And we found that when you look at employee versus manager versus executive, there actually are different functions that people have, depending on the department. For example, in operations, the number one strength of people in operations is organization for employees. The number one strength for managers in operations is flexibility.
Hmm.
And when you look at those are totally different things.
Right.
So you might say, well, here's a I'll give you a better example even with IT. In IT, the number one strength
information
Information technology. So if you're going to hire someone in your technology area, the top strengths are planning, prioritization, and response inhibition. Response inhibition is you think, you speak. So those are the top strengths for managers.
Mm-hmm.
Employees, on the other hand, the top strength is metacognition and working memory. The metacognition is a psychology term that means your brain stops and thinks about how can I do this better next time when you're done something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at move people up, what you have to do is you say, okay, this is someone who would be a really good manager because for our company, for management, we need someone who's, say, really good at planning prioritization. This person is strong at that, but they're not strong at, say, working memory, which is your memory is always on.
Right.
We're going to hire them because they're not going to do as well in the first job here, but when we promote them into management, once they learn how we do things here and they become a manager, they'll be really, really good suited for that.
But, Chuck, how does a small business owner get their hands around? I mean, we hear you, and we believe you, and we know that's what we want and it's what we need, but while we're running our business and making payroll, how do we make that happen?
Well, what we did with the book, because we know that people don't really... Now, I believe that in business books, people don't have time to read the book anymore. They go through them.
Right.
And we all know that.
They glean them.
Publishers hate to hear me say that. But what we did is we created little charts and tables in the book. What you can do is for your business, you go into this and say, okay, I'm looking at IT, I'm looking at operations, I'm looking at administrative. And we have the breakdown for successful people at employee level, at manager level, at executive level.
And folks, the table of contents, Chuck's table of contents, is extremely comprehensive and granular, and that good for you on this, Chuck. I mean, when you go through the when you look at the table of contents, my gosh, it's like 7 pages long.
Well, yeah, the idea is that people can use this as a quick directory.
Exactly. I mean, you can go and find somewhere in here. There's a line for what you got on your mind and a way to reach that.
Yeah, I mean, just you don't have to go buy the book. I mean, just go to a bookstore and look up these things in the back.
Buy the book. Buy two. I don't want to give one to somebody. Go ahead.
The point is, I'm not trying to sell the book.
I'm trying to sell the book.
Well, thank you. But you can just go look this stuff up and find out what the strengths and weaknesses are.
Right.
And then you say, okay, are those the same at my business? And they might be a little bit different, but they'll be pretty close.
Don't you think that small business owners should bring in a professional more than they do to help them with their hiring process?
Yes, they should, but bringing in the professional is the same problem as hiring somebody.
But I mean, but bring the professional in and hand them the book. Say, here, I want you to help me find the people that this book should have.
Yeah,
for example,
help businesses do that with this process.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we can do this electronically. We do this.
So if somebody wanted to use NFI Research to help them find the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, that's what I wanted you to tell us
yeah,
about.
It's scientific. It's not my opinion.
It's not touchy-feely. It's not fuzzy, warm and fuzzy. It's scientific. But it works, and that's the thing. And Chuck has experience with this. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
It's NFI, like Net Future Institute, NFIResearch.com.
The book is called Work Your... Said by two, you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank
we'll talk to you next time. Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. I will be too. But today, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.